Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of news to talk about here today. It's a Tuesday. No, it's a Wednesday. This is not a taped show. Yesterday was Tuesday. Lots of news always happens on Tuesday. That would include the SmackDown show. Did you watch SmackDown? What did you think about it last night? Not only do we have a bunch of new matches for this World Cup tournament, but we got more matches announced for all of the shows coming up over the next couple of weeks. We got the Women's Evolution pay-per-view, which now has a... And you know what? I just want to start off by saying this, okay? I got a couple of criticisms of SmackDown and that sort of thing, but let's give credit where credit is due, because if I complain when they don't do it, I got to put them over when they do it. About a year ago or whenever it was, they had it's an Iron Man match, because that's what they called it, between two women. I thought it should be called an Iron Woman match. Why would it be called a Women's Iron Man match? It's an Iron Woman match. A lot of controversy here. A lot of fans thought it should be the Iron Woman match. Apparently, Lita thought it should be a Women's Iron Man match. Anyway, the point of this is, they're doing a Last Woman Standing match coming up at Women's Evolution. They're not calling it a Women's Last Man Standing match. So I have to give them credit for that. I was also driven absolutely out of my mind last night by Tom Phillips shoving down our throat the term the World Cup Tournament to determine the best in the world. Do you know how many times he said last night to determine the best in the world? It had to be like 50 times. I'm not even exaggerating. If he said it less than 50 times last night on SmackDown in 2 hours, I'll be flabbergasted. The World Cup Tournament to determine the best in the world. Anyway, I gotta give him credit. They're calling it a tournament. It is not a series of matches to determine the best in the world. So hey, I'm happy about that. We can talk about that today, SmackDown. There's a bunch of UFC news. I got so much stuff to get into. We're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook, the bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, there I am. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi joining us here in a while, I presume. Got a lot to get into here today, and we're going to talk about pro wrestling, but a couple of MMA notes that we need to start off with here today, because things just happened literally as we went on the air. It is now official, John Jones returning to the Octagon. And yes, it will be in 2018. John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson, taking place December 29th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. So there you go, the tentative card for that show. John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson for the light heavyweight title. So I guess Daniel Cormier no longer the light heavyweight champion. Chris Cyborg, Amanda Nunes, Corey Anderson, Ilir Latifi, Ryan Hall, BJ Penn, and more. So that is official. John Jones is back. They're doing everything they can to make as much money as they possibly can before 2018 is over. And with that, the announcement yesterday that a lot of changes to UFC in Madison Square Garden. The planned main event, which we had talked about for a while, Valentina Shevchenko versus Ciara Eubanks, a fighter that Joe Rogan said, I don't even know who that is. That was scheduled to be the main event. Why? Because they figured it's a title fight. It will draw. The reality is, it is a title fight, but it is Valentina Shevchenko versus Ciara Eubanks. It will not draw. That fight is off the show. It is now Shevchenko versus Joanna in December. So, Ciara Eubanks, very upset right now. In addition to that, the Nate Diaz-Dustin Poirier fight is off. Dustin Poirier had to pull out. Nate Diaz off the show. The new main event for UFC in Madison Square Garden is, yes, Daniel Cormier versus Derek Lewis. This is a terrible idea. Talked about this on Saturday night. I love Derek Lewis. He made himself a big star on Saturday night. He got a knockout victory. He had the biggest comeback statistically in the history of UFC, and he cut a hilarious promo that everybody loved. With that said, they asked him after that fight, are you ready for a championship match right now? He said, no, I'm not ready for a championship match. My cardio sucks. This would be a 5-round fight for the title. He blew it off. He didn't want it. Not to mention, Daniel Cormier is not going to be fighting here for a while. He's got a bad hand. And so what they have done is they are risking the Daniel Cormier-Brock Lesnar fight. They are risking whatever comes after that fight, whether it be Daniel Cormier versus Gustafsson, Daniel Cormier versus John Jones. They're risking all of this because they have to throw a fight together here in 3 weeks with Cormier, and he has a bad hand. Derek Lewis, who, I love Derek Lewis, he looks terrible in that fight. Yes, he got a knockout. Do you know what the biggest come-from-behind victory in UFC means? It means he got destroyed for 3 rounds. He could barely move after 3 rounds. He has to fight 5 rounds now on November 3rd. You know what today is? October 10th. So, it's WCW 1998. I don't know if it's going to end up like WCW. I doubt it. They've got very lucrative television deals, but a lot of really, really dumb, short-sighted decisions being made. What happens? Cormier beats Derek Lewis. So Derek Lewis, they made a star out of him. They're going to beat him 3 weeks later. That's what we're looking at here. Or Cormier's going to lose. You got Derek Lewis as the champion. Then what happens to all of this booking with Brock Lesnar and Alexander Gustafsson or John Jones? All out the window. Because we must book something for this Madison Square Garden because we didn't think in advance to prepare for what's coming down at Madison Square Garden. So anyway, now we can talk about some pro wrestling news. We got a lot of it. SmackDown last night, we got Raw ratings. We got an update here on Kevin Owens. So let's get into it. Kevin Owens is out of the mixed match challenge next week. He will be replaced in the tournament. He had been teaming with Natalya. Team Paz. I'm making this up. They don't have a new partner for her yet, but they will be facing Mickie James and Bobby Lashley. They did an injury angle on Raw Monday night with Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has a bad knee. That is legitimate. He is going to be going under the knife. At the moment, they don't know the severity of the injury, so it will be determined when he goes under the knife. So they could open him up and go, ah, we can scope it. You'll be back in 3 weeks. They could open it up and go, we got some serious damage here. You're going to be out for a long time. So we don't know how long he's going to be gone, but we do know that he needs some sort of surgery, and we'll know more, I presume, when he gets that surgery. And finally, before we go to the phones, the Raw ratings from this past week. The show was up. 2.37 million viewers. Still the third lowest number of the modern era. They were up against a New Orleans Saints blowout over the Redskins, 10.51 million viewers, which was down 20% from last week. And also the Yankees versus the Red Sox, 4.41 million viewers. And therefore, 2.53 million in the first hour, 2.39 million in the second hour, 2.20 million in the third hour. So still the expectation that likely because of football and baseball, at some point this month, they very well may have an hour of Raw, probably the third hour, that drops below 2 million viewers. And for all of you that pointed out that DX was in the lowest rated hour on the show last week, well, on this week, they were in the highest rated segment. So don't know if you can read it too much into that. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Brian? Tim in Miami. I don't know if you caught it this morning, but I was watching my favorite hour of television, the Kathy Lee and Hoda hour of the Today Show, and John Cena was back hosting.
Yes.
And just when I think this egomaniac can't stoop any lower, he manages to top himself. He spent about 8 minutes talking about how upset he is that people make fun of his stupid 10-year-old boy haircut, and he compared his situation, multimillionaire, movie star, drinking white wine there on the Today Show. He said it was like kids who get cyberbullied. He should get a lot of flack for that. Because let me tell you, when I was growing up, if you got picked on at school, school ended at 3 o'clock. Like, you could get away from it. These kids today, they get home from school and get crap on Facebook. This guy is such an egomaniac. It drove me nuts.
Are you sure he wasn't joking about the haircut and the response he's getting to it?
I don't know. Maybe if he was, it didn't come off that way.
Man, I'll have to watch that. Listen, I feel really terrible for not even just kids, but anybody that's cyberbullied. But this is John Cena. He is, I mean, I don't know. I guess John Cena could still be cyberbullied for his haircut.
You know, he's there in that blue suit he wears everywhere. Like, he makes enough money, buy a second suit. Tired of that blue suit.
You know, Tim, that you're bullying John Cena right now here on a national radio show. That's not very nice. He's a person. He's got feelings.
I'll apologize to him later.
All right. Well, hey, thanks very much for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. The Kathy Lee and Hoda hour, his favorite hour of television. I'll have to check that out sometime. We got more. These are the blocks for the Mixed Match Challenge. For those of you that are really into doing the mathematics here. We got Braun Strowman and Ember Moon. This is the Raw block. They're in first place right now. They got 2 points. We have, I'm sorry, 2-0. I guess that's 2 points. Bobby Lashley and Mickie James, 1-0. Finn Balor and Bayley, 1-1. Natalya and whoever her new partner is going to end up being, 0-1. And Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox, 0-2. For SmackDown, In first place, AJ and Charlotte, 2-0. The Miz and Asuka, 1-0. Jimmy Uso and Naomi, 1-1. Rusev and Lana, 0-1. And R-Truth and Carmella, 0-2. This tournament runs through TLC in December. It's October right now. So every single week they're doing this round robin. What did you guys think of the reveal last night? Rusev and Lana on SmackDown. We'll get your feedback on that when we come back from the break. Overall, I thought SmackDown was a pretty good show last night. I realize that maybe my standards are low. As this person notes, Brian is happy SmackDown is using words they should be using. The bar is low. Yes, the bar is low. I admit it. But hey, I liked it. What do you want me to do? Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Looks like I'm flying solo here today. If that changes, I will let everybody know. If you want to give us a call here today, you know the number, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. And much to talk about here today. Jordan Grace joining us in the next segment. We can talk indie wrestling, Black Label Pro, whatever is on your mind. If you have questions for her, you can send those in here as well. So let's get going here. First says, the One Night in Milwaukee segment was a playoff of One Night in China. The segment was not offensive, but it did nothing to grow interest in the feud. Well, you know, I was flabbergasted last night that they started it like last week, right? And they totally just blew it off this week. I was stunned. And I guess it was an okay payoff. The only question I have was the same question that I had last week on the show, which was, if Lana knew what was on the rest of the video, and she knew that she was innocent, like, why did she look so guilty last week? She was so guilty last week. And she wouldn't explain it to Rusev, or he wouldn't listen. And I guess he wouldn't listen to her for 7 full days. I mean, there are holes in this story. She hacked into his whatever. I guess it was on his phone or something like that. And she said that his password was I Heart Rusev. So, like, was it spelled out? H-E-R-T? Was it an emoji? Like, I don't even understand this password. But hey, at least they started something and they finished it. Low bar for me here this week. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? You are on the air going once. Going twice. Gone. All that work to get on the air and sit around for 10 minutes while we were on break, and then I hit that button and nothing happens. If you call this show, everybody, 844-411-5411, you're going to hear the phone ring, and then when you hear the show, you're next. So when that happens, just hang out, and then when I hit that button, you will be on the air. We'll try it again here in a moment. Brian, how are ratings calculated these days? Is it still Nielsen Homes, where if I, as someone who isn't a Nielsen Home, watches or doesn't watch a show, it is not counted? Yes, it is still Nielsen ratings, where they do a sampling, and the sampling is extremely accurate. Unless, of course, you're losing in the ratings war, and then you claim it's not accurate and Ted Turner's buying the ratings. But the sampling is very, very accurate. And for all of you that watch on Sling or Hulu or DirecTV Now or YouTube TV, your viewership does or does not get counted as well in those numbers. So that's how these ratings are calculated. This person says, do you think we will eventually get someone to put the world in World Cup, or will it just be Americans in it? Well, hey, it's Rey Mysterio Nakamura next week. Maybe Nakamura is going to win. My guess is Nakamura is not going to win, because this is speculation. I have to preface this every time I say anything on the show with this is speculation. But my speculation certainly is from watching SmackDown that this Saudi prince that's bringing in WWE sure does like guys from 10 to 15 years ago, and he's not so much into those guys here today. You look at the people that are in the Saudi World Cup. You look at the people that are on the show in matches. Like, it's all guys from the late 90s, early and mid-2000s. And there are some people that are there from today. But it is amazing how many stars from the past are all over this upcoming show. So, yes, the World Cup to determine the best in the world. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. This World Cup is to determine the best in the world. I heard that 40 times last night. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. How are you, my friend?
What's up?
So you just said something. You said for the past, we've been dealing with guys like Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker from the past 10, 15 years ago. I feel like the Saudi prince is roughly around my age.
Hey, he very well might be.
With that being said, I agree with you 100%.
But hey, let me say something. Let me cut you off here real quick. So he may be around our age, but you know what? He might not, because I'm 43. I know people that are 5-10 years younger. I know people that are 5-10 years older. And like all of them that don't really watch wrestling anymore, they all do remember the Attitude Era as their favorite time in wrestling. So he doesn't necessarily have to be our age.
I agree with you, but I think that's everybody's favorite time of wrestling, give or take. That's when it was the hottest, and you know, you had competition. However, that's
until you watch
said,
it again.
Because you, well, true, yeah, exactly, especially on a weekly basis. With that being said, so with all these guys, I had called you and I had talked about so many of these guys taking up time, like Rusev's time. You know, Rusev should be involved in a show like this. But again, because of Michaels, Triple H, and all these nostalgia type of guys, guys like Rusev and
We know that Rey Mysterio is not going to lose next week. That's not going to happen. So, you know, again, Rusev, Nakamura, you know, these guys are not going to be doing anything. Again, I don't know if that's true or not. However, but they're not. It looks like they're not going to be doing anything because of the Saudi Arabia shows and, you know, these shows you plugged in here and there.
I mean, they're still going to be doing things, but, I mean, there's...
They're not of any importance. You know, and that really stinks. Cause I
well, hold on, wait.
Like I said to you before,
we still don't know what the full card is going to be for Crown Jewel. I mean, they may fit into the show. Maybe they'll do like a big battle royal and have everybody there. I don't know. All I know is we've got three matches so far, and we've got a tournament, and it's an 8-man tournament. So you're going to have whatever that is. Don't even make me do math here. But I mean, that's going to be a fair number of matches on the show. So less people are going to be going over there. But they still could throw everybody into a multi-person match, a battle royal, whatever. Or maybe those guys won't have to go to Saudi Arabia, which is not necessarily the worst thing in the world. Might be for their pocket.
Well, I want to piggyback off that. I know it's never a good time to actually get injured or anything, but I really think someone like Kevin Owens will really benefit from having some time off. I really hope they do something with Sami Zayn when he does return, and maybe we get a new Raw Tag Team Champion or something down the line.
Well, we might. I want to thank you very much for the call. So here is the Crown Jewel card so far. We do have modern guys in the main event. Roman Reigns, Lesnar, and Strowman, although Lesnar is from the past. And AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan is the WWE title match. But from that point forward, we have Triple H and Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker and Kane. We have four wrestlers in the WWE World Cup. All Americans, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, and Randy Orton. And, of course, Hardy beat Samoa Joe, who is modern. Randy Orton did beat The Big Show, which, holy smokes, that main event last night. Wow. So there you go. That's the World Cup, everybody. This person here wants to know, what's today's sponsor dinner on the Filthy Tom Lawler Show? It's not dinner. It's a snack. It's Snickers here today. Snickers. Various different kinds of Snickers, actually. Person here says, with all of the Saudi money coming in, could we see CM Punk come back for the Saudi money? I highly doubt you'll see CM Punk on the show. Of course, there's all of the rumors because, if you're unaware, the World Cup has determined the best in the world, which, of course, CM Punk used that as the catchphrase. But you know who else did as well? Chris Jericho. And somebody asked Chris Jericho on Twitter. I don't know if they asked. They said something like Chris Jericho should go to Saudi Arabia to compete in the World Cup or something like that. And his response was, no thanks. So he's busy, and he is not busy with WWE. This person here says, you know, Brian, Dave says 2000 was WWE's best year, so hopefully your suffering on the retro shows will soon be mitigated. I'm looking forward to the year 2000 on the retro shows for two reasons. Number one, yes, 2000 is regarded as WWE's, I'll decide, in my opinion, what the best year was, because so far, in watching back these retro shows, we were watching Raw Nitro from 19 years ago this week. By far, the best year we've watched is 1997. 1997 in WWF was so awesome. And 1997 in WCW was pretty good. There was a lot of good stuff happening in 1997. The wheels were starting to go off the train even by late 97. But overall, 97 was by far the best year. 2000, number one, you're going to get the Radicals heading to WWE. The work rate is going to go up. You've still got Rock. You've still got Austin. You've still got all of that stuff. And WCW cuts to 2 hours, which I am eagerly awaiting, because 3 hours of Nitro, 3 hours of any wrestling show every week is too much. But hopefully at 2 hours, it'll be a little easier to stomach, even though 1999, 2000, 2001 is the worst of world championship wrestling. You can follow all those at WrestlingObserver.com as well. Spurs says, what's going on with Nakamura? I've had many text messages about that here today. Him versus Rey, I hope will be an awesome match, but even with giving Nakamura the U.S. title, they've dropped the ball with him so bad, I almost forgot he was even a champion. Well, unlike Raw, SmackDown is 2 hours, and they got a lot of stuff that they got to get in there. Obviously, they got to do a lot of stuff with the women for the Women's Evolution show. And they got to do a lot of stuff with whoever's going to Saudi Arabia. So if you're not in a prominent position in Saudi Arabia and you're not a woman, like for the next month, you are going to kind of fall by the wayside a little bit. And I'm sure when the Women's Evolution show is over and Saudi Arabia is over, they'll be doing something with those guys again. So I would not give up completely. Whose booking is worse, Raw or UFC? I'll be happy to answer that question. The answer is UFC. UFC's booking is worse. Now, I actually would, instead of saying Raw or UFC, I'd say SmackDown and UFC. SmackDown's booking was actually better this week, but for a while there, especially the build towards the Nakamura matches, the build towards the AJ Styles, Samoa Joe matches, the stuff they do with Becky Lynch, I mean, it was a really stupid show. It's been better the last couple of weeks. But as stupid as the show was, it wasn't sinking the company. These decisions that UFC are making are so short-sighted that we'll see. We'll see where things go. They're not going out of business next year, but I think they're making a lot of bad business decisions. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Jordan Grace. We got a lot to talk about here. Jordan, what's going on?
I'm actually just in the middle of making some new gear.
You're making some new gear right now. I shouldn't say what's the occasion, but what are you working on?
I'm working on a new gold and black singlet.
A gold and black singlet. Is that to commemorate the fact that you hold gold in Black Label Pro as the current heavyweight champion?
You know, it wasn't, but it definitely could be
Now you think about it. There's something to do there.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a big match coming up in Black Label Pro. You and All Ego Ethan Page. A rematch, by the way. Falls Count Anywhere coming up on November 3rd. Very big show. What are your thoughts on that match?
I'm super nervous. I haven't had a Falls Count Anywhere match since I wrestled in Mexico. And I had those, like, all the time. And they're hard, and they hurt a lot. So I can't say that I'm actually looking forward to it.
Well, I mean, in Mexico, I mean, it hurts to fall in the ring. Do they still have those super hard, like, boxing rings down there?
The last time I was there, they did.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just, like, wood, no padding.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because you are you still 22 or are you 23 now?
I turned 23 in March.
All right, 23 years old. So very young, but you've been doing this like a long time. I mean, like a major portion of your life being only 23. And some of your very earliest matches were in Mexico. And that's not a common story among American pro wrestlers. A lot of them go there, but very few really kind of start out there. Tell everybody about how you first got into wrestling. You were very young, and how you ended up in Mexico.
Okay, well, I turned 23 in March, so I haven't turned 23
yet. Oh, I see you
yet.
Turned 23, okay.
Yeah, so I got a few months to go. And basically, I got a Facebook message from a promoter in Mexico when I was just 3 months into training, and they wanted me to come down. You know, promoters in Mexico, they really like, I want to say, this is going to sound weird, but white women who are also blonde, because that's kind of a commodity on wrestling shows right now. And I was blonde at the time. So he messaged me, and I thought it was kind of a scam because he spoke very, very broken English. But I had asked someone in my training school about him, and he said he was legit. And they actually ended up flying me down for my first show, and I stayed there for 2 weeks. And we worked something out to where I ended up coming back for, like, the next 6 months, once a month.
So when you say your first show, are you talking like that was your actual professional wrestling debut or just your first show for them?
Just my first show for them.
Okay.
It was probably, like, my third match of my career was in Mexico.
Wow. I have to say that if I were 3 months into training and I started getting Facebook messages from alleged Mexican promoters wanting to bring me in, I would be very skeptical. But he was vouched for. Yeah.
Yeah, he was vouched for by someone at the school, so I was worried. I also, crazy thing, you're not allowed to actually cross the border without parental permission. So my boyfriend at the time, this is going to sound awful, but my boyfriend at the time was one of the trainers at the school, and he was 24, so he actually signed a voucher that said I could go to Mexico at the airport.
So you're saying
that's
that
a weird story, right?
He stood in as your father, or?
He stood in as my parental guardian.
Huh. Hey, it's pro wrestling. So you go down there, and everything works out okay, and then you must have had a fine time because you agreed to go back for it. I mean, are you talking like you went back over a period of 6 months, or like you lived there for 6 months?
No, I didn't live there for 6 months. I went over there for like 3 to 4 days a month over the next 6 months. And then I stopped going for a while because there was some crazy stuff going on with like the Mexican cartel and they were chopping off tourists' heads. And I was really scared. So I didn't go back for another 2 years or so.
Wow. So you obviously have done a fair amount of powerlifting. Is that safe to say? When did you get into that? I mean, was that pre-wrestling? Was that post-wrestling? Is that something you've done forever?
That was about the same time as I started professional wrestling. I actually started powerlifting around the same time I started amateur wrestling, which was literally months before I started professional wrestling training.
So were you one of those kids that thought, you know, I want to be a pro wrestler, so I'm going to do this amateur wrestling, and that might help me out? Or was it just... how did all of this start? What's the beginning here?
So I think I actually told you last time that my mom was dating someone from MySpace.
That's right.
A wrestler.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay. So the powerlifting, I mean, you did it when you were doing amateur. You've obviously been doing it since. I mean, is that sort of something where, I mean, do you compete in powerlifting? Is that just kind of like a hobby or?
Yeah, it's definitely a hobby. I haven't competed in it. It's a big investment because you have to have an actual powerlifting coach, or most people do, and I don't have any connections to that.
Yeah. So do
but
you?
I did it in.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I did it in high school. So basically, if you were on the amateur wrestling team, you were almost automatically on the powerlifting team because they did the training sessions like right after each other. 1 hour would be amateur wrestling, and 1 hour would be powerlifting. So you almost had to be in both at the same time.
It's kind of interesting because, I mean, obviously, if you're an amateur wrestler, it's obviously a big benefit to be stronger. But there's also, they always want you to fight at like the lowest weight class possible. But they're also sending you to powerlifting. Yeah. It's almost like, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
It was definitely weird. I mean, we didn't have the best coach for amateur wrestling, and he was also the powerlifting coach. So it was very strange, and I'm not exactly sure what he was going for.
So do you have the feeling that he was more of a power lifter and they needed somebody to teach wrestling, and like he had a little bit of experience, so he just sort of did that but pushed you towards his powerlifting?
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely the big thing because he didn't have a huge amateur wrestling background at all. I think he's told us he did like 2 years when he was in high school and never did it since, and then just decided to be the amateur wrestling coach at the high school.
So how did your team do?
You know,
horrible.
Not the best. I think I actually was one of the people that went the farthest. I was the only girl on the amateur wrestling team, and I actually went to state where I lost in the first round. So
actually, that, you know, for having a coach that had wrestled a couple years in high school and never since, to have gone all the way to state, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think that actually, it's funny, it had a lot to do with me actually having to wrestle the guys on my amateur wrestling team.
In the sense that it just was sort of like you had to learn to explain exactly what you mean.
So, I mean, I didn't have the opportunity to wrestle with girls on my amateur wrestling team.
I
because
see.
I was the only girl.
I see. I got it. So now when you went to state, I mean, was it essentially the same deal? Like you mostly, how many women or girls were on the various teams that you faced? I mean, were you kind of an anomaly or nowadays are there a lot more?
I think at the time I was an anomaly because I saw like, I think the most amount of girls I saw on another team was like 7. And I think there might've been one other team that had just one girl.
So one team had 7?
Yeah, one team had 7 girls, but I think it was like a big high school.
Okay.
My high school wasn't that big when I went.
Yeah. I remember when I did amateur wrestling in junior high, I mean, there was one girl, maybe one, and that was a long time ago. But even like I teach kids jujitsu, and one of the girls went out for her junior high wrestling team, and she was also the only girl. And this was like a year ago, and I was very surprised because I thought it's 2018. Like, you'd think there would be more than just one girl. And it's not like it's a small school or small school district, but I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, that's funny because I graduated 5 years ago, so I would have thought that it would be a little bit different by now, but I guess maybe not.
So, pro wrestling, I guess since the last time we've talked, I mean, what have been some of your recent highlights? What have you been very proud of late?
When did we last talk? What month was that?
I don't remember. Probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, so
I think it was around July, actually. It was around July.
Okay, so let me think about what I've done since then. I've been back to Europe a bunch of times, which is always freaking awesome. I was on the Progress US tour, and I just recently made my debut for Progress in Europe. So that was pretty freaking awesome.
Progress,
yeah,
we had a Progress show here in Seattle, and you know, Seattle is, it's way out here on the West Coast. There is Defy, and there's a couple of smaller promotions, but it's certainly not like the Midwest or the East Coast. So it was interesting that they came here, and the place was absolutely packed, and like everybody knew everything about all of the guys in Progress, and I mean they were blown away, and I was just really impressed by the knowledge of the fans that went. What's your experience from some of the other cities that you visited with them?
So I think the shows I was on was New York, Boston, and Chicago, and I was it was crazy. They packed out every single venue they were at. Even shows that you're usually running these venues, they don't have ticket sales like Progress does, and it was incredible. And I was really surprised that everybody actually knew me on these Progress shows, because there's a lot of fans that don't come to the shows I'm on, but went to the Progress shows, and they knew who I was. So I was really surprised and happy about that.
Is it weird? Like, do you go to some shows in some cities for some promotions, and it's like, I guess the audience that it draws, they have no idea who you are, but then, like, other cities, like you mentioned with Progress, everybody knows you. I mean, are you surprised sometimes? Is it the city? Is it the promotion? Is it the fans? What is it?
Oh, it's definitely, like, the fans. So, a lot of these smaller promotions that I work for, or just, like, one-off promotions that I work for, the fans have no idea who I am. Promotions bring me in to work, like, the home talent, like, people that you or me probably wouldn't have heard of, but everybody in the town knows about this person, but they don't know about me. So it's kind of funny how it's the exact opposite.
So it's a very strong local promotion, and that's pretty much all the fans know. They come to their local wrestling, and that's it.
Yep, that's exactly it. And Progress is basically the exact opposite.
Yes. How do those local shows draw? I mean, can you run? Because obviously, like Black Label Pro, they bring in guys from all over the place. PCO is going to be there, and I mean, they've brought in God knows everybody. The local promotion that only has like the local stars, and every now and then they bring somebody in. I mean, do they draw as well as a Black Label Pro? Do they sometimes do better if they've got a good following?
You know, I think that they don't do better than Black Label Pro, but I think it's around the same amount, because in those small towns, there's nothing else to do besides go to a wrestling show on a Saturday night, you know?
I do remember that from back in the day where I would always go to these shows that were in the middle of nowhere, and it was like, how can you run a show in the middle of nowhere? And that was always the answer. Well, there's nothing to do here. So you run wrestling on a Saturday night, and everybody
comes out.
Yeah, like when I was in the late 90s, nobody ever ran in Seattle. Like, Seattle's the big city. But they would run in, like, these outlying areas, like, way out in the middle of nowhere. And they would do okay. And I would always wonder, well, why don't you run in Seattle? And the answer was always, well, there's stuff to do in Seattle. And I guess that's kind of different nowadays because people run in the larger towns. But that is interesting. What's the smallest town you ever worked in?
The smallest time I ever worked in, oh my God, this was a long time. It was probably like 6 years ago, but it was in a town outside of Elgin, Texas. Do you know where Elgin is?
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Okay, so that's a small town, but the town I wrestled in, it was called Rockne, which is an even smaller town. I'm not exactly sure what the population is, probably like in the hundreds. And I think there was like 6 people at that show.
Wow. All right, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Jordan Grace is joining us here today, and I did, in fact, I Googled Eldon, Texas, and I got a blank map. I swear to God, it's a blank map. So, yeah, small town.
You Googled Eldon? It's Elgin with a G.
Oh, Elgin! Maybe that's why it's blank.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. I'll find it. Hey, anyway, let's talk about some stuff you've got coming up. We got shows and what we didn't talk about today, your book, which we're going to talk about next time for sure.
Yeah, we got to talk about it for sure. This weekend I have OTT in Ireland and I have Eve in London. I have Black Label Pro coming up, which is going to be awesome.
Sure is.
That's all I can remember right now. In my book, yeah, you can buy volume 1 and volume 2 now. Which is twice as big as the first one, unfortunately, at JordanGraceWrestler.com.
Unfortunately. It's more like fortunately. DMs of a female indie wrestler. I mean, what could be better? I mean, I guess I could see that it's worse because you got even more now. But I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen.
That's exactly what I mean.
We're gonna wrap it up today because we're out of time, but I'm going to talk to producer Ken about getting you on, like, maybe next week or as soon as we can when you're back here in the U.S. and we will talk about DMs of a female indie wrestler for real this time. And I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today, and I shall see you in Crown Point November 3rd. And of course, thanks everybody for listening. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.